Torah tells us, "Loshumul Moshe mikutzarach umavodah kasha." They weren't listening. They weren't paying attention. They were in such hard slavery. They couldn't even listen. They couldn't even hear the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rishon ends with the following: "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe vel Aaron, vayitzavem el bnei Yisrael veel Paro melech Mitzrayim leotzi et bnei Yisrael meret Mitzrayim." It ends with the commandment from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe and Aaron to bnei Yisrael and to Paro to take bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Now, to command Paro to let bnei Yisrael leave Egypt, that's quite simple. That's quite understandable. But the Mefarshim all question, what does it mean? Vayitzavem el bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe and Aaron el bnei Yisrael about leaving Egypt. Surely the commandment should be to Paro. Tell Paro that bnei Yisrael must leave Egypt. Why must Moshe and Aaron command bnei Yisrael to leave Egypt? We just read how slavery was so difficult. How the hardships of Mitzrayim were so difficult. Why is there a need letzavot el bnei Yisrael? So Nechama Leibovich quotes in her commentary here, in a very well-written book here, she quotes a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi tells us the following: Al matzivam al parashat shiluach avadim. It's a nice midrash. The midrash says they weren't commanded to leave Egypt. They were being commanded about the mitzvah of letting slaves go free. Bnei Yisrael were told, as they left Egypt, that there is a mitzvah in the future that you must let your slaves go free. It can't be that you will leave Egypt, you will understand the idea of freedom, and then you will be the one who will be who will abuse of freedom. You will be the one who will have slaves, and therefore the commandment of Shiluach Avadim begins here. Now we can go on a whole explanation right now, explaining that the moral obligations of the Am Yisrael are given at this point. We can talk about justification of freedom begins within Am Yisrael, not necessarily because of the hardships of Mitzrayim. But I would like to focus on a different answer, which I think is very, very, you know, when you hear the news the past 2-3 days that's going on around the world today, I think that another Peirush can be understood a bit easier than this midrash. The pshat: HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to command Am Yisrael to leave Egypt. We always think that when we try to push Eretz Yisrael, when we try to sell Eretz Yisrael, it's for people who are having the best, you know, the best life. Things are easy, things are good, things are comfortable. So now we have to sell. Why make Aliyah? Why to live in Eretz Yisrael? But you would think that people like Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, who are having it so difficult, who are living in slavery, you would think that there is no need to push them to go leave Egypt. And yet, Vayitzavem el Bnei Yisrael. Apparently, it wasn't so clear to all the Jews in Mitzrayim that they should get up and leave and go to Eretz Yisrael. I think this is a very interesting message. Even when things are very difficult and hard, it's not so clear. It's not so clear that you should come and live in Eretz Yisrael. Look at the news around you. Read the newspapers this morning. Boker Tov. Levels.